morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, November 2nd, 2018. Today is International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists. In the future, the internet should become a similar tool for prisoners, such as television sets and telephones are today. This is why Berlin's Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Green Party wants to equip the approximately 4,000 people incarcerated in Berlin prisons with tablets and limited internet access. A pilot project with 70 inmates has been running since June and was considered a success. According to Behrendt, preparing for life after imprisonment is hardly possible without internet access. For example, prisoners have to look after their homes and will have to work and deal with many authorities. Language courses via the internet are also important, as many prisoners do not speak German. But not only the prisoners, but also Berlin police officers will be better equipped in the future. Smartphones and tablets will become standard equipment for law enforcement officers. For example, officers will be able to record traffic accidents directly onto tablets, and it will also be possible to retrieve data on people or license plates through them. According to the Senate administration, this would avoid duplication of work and be a time saver. Thousands of pupils in the capital are learning in containers while their school buildings are being renovated or are in the process of being built. In the meantime, the so-called mobile classrooms, or MURs, most of them constructed in the 70s, are also in need of renovation. In Steglitz-Zehlendorf, the container buildings at 5 primary schools have had to be demolished because they no longer met the structural requirements and were in danger of collapsing. According to a survey conducted by the Education Senate Administration among the districts at the request of FDP parliamentary party leader Sebastian Zaya, only a few of the at least 35 containers have been inspected. Demolition is currently planned at only 8 locations, including 5 schools in Steglitz-Zehlendorf alone. Zaya said that the state of Berlin has already been aware of the static constructive deficits in MURs since 2015, but apart from further inspection orders, this has not been addressed. The politician suggests a school infrastructure organization with which it would be possible to better manage the renovation and construction of new buildings across the districts, and, at the same time, to actually make use of the 5.5 billion euros that have been allocated for this purpose. Rental car companies that cooperate with Uber apparently often behave illegally. According to the ARD magazine Kontraste, the drivers do not return to the company headquarters, but often look for passengers, much to the displeasure of Berlin taxi drivers. Uber X is the name of the U.S. travel agent's offer, with which you can order a car in several major German cities, practically via a smartphone app, and usually cheaper than traditional taxis. To protect the taxi industry, rental cars that carry people are subject to a legal obligation to return to the company's headquarters, and this is apparently often not done. Returning to the headquarters costs time and money, and so the drivers are often on the road looking for customers or park and wait for orders. To document and report these violations, some taxi drivers have even had an app developed. It takes a photo and records time, date, and the license plate number. The union Verdi understands the fears of the taxi drivers. Verdi traffic expert Mira Ball warns against negative examples, as in the U.S. In New York, it is quite obvious that the switch to Uber from taxis, but also from local public transport, has taken place. Taxi companies are in trouble, and instead of reducing traffic, it has increased. However, in the U.S., private individuals are also allowed to offer trips with their cars, without special insurance and without a passenger transport license. In Germany, the market is much more regulated. Mira Ball nevertheless proposes to go one step further, stating, quote, one should think about whether one really needs rental cars in urban areas, or they should only be permitted in places where it is not possible to be served by taxis. For example, in rural areas where there are far less passengers. A group of 20 to 25 partially masked persons threw stones at a Bvalgi bus on Wednesday evening. The windshield and several side windows were damaged by the throws, two of the stones even piercing the windows. There were also passengers in the bus at the time of the crime, but luckily no one was harmed. Two young people were detained and checked by officers summoned to the scene. According to the investigations, there had already been two further attacks on two buses in Kreuzberg. Unknown persons threw several stones onto buses on the line M41 on the Urbanstrasse around 8 p.m. According to the police, the vehicles were considerably damaged, but no one was injured. At present, it is being examined whether there are possibly connections to the later crime. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.